right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo.
Listen, fool. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now... Here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
What's up? It's Bam Bam here live from Westchester. I got Jesse Mahira here, and I got Joseph Fat Franz,
oh.
And I got Viking Skull, among others.
Oh.
Mike Hayne and,
yeah.
And Seth and Shit Goose are here, but
KFG.
Right now, the thing that I'm pissed about is Ape.
Mom.
I don't know if it's you, but, or I don't know if it's Boof, but I just went in the fucking turret, and I saw these boxes, and I was kind of bored, so I opened them all up. I have spent at least $3,000 on motherfucking cords for PlayStations, for Sony cameras, for fucking VCR cables, for 9-volt batteries, for fucking 12... anything you can imagine, I bought 8 of them. I found boxes and boxes of just shit put all in it, mixed with anything, like wires among books, among things I've been looking for, like... Everything, like, in order to clean the house, Ape just puts everything in a box and just puts it in the corner. Like, what the fuck is the point of having anything when, if I need a pair of scissors, I'd be better off driving to Radio Shack to get a new pair that, rather than digging through 12 boxes to find a pair of fucking scissors.
Okay, because do I
you
get
just
my 5
everything.
Seconds? Do I get my 5 seconds?
It better be good.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay, don't interrupt me. Okay, first of all, your whole place is under construction. Number
it's been under construction for three fucking years.
It has not. It has not. Go ahead, open all the bottles you want. It has been, it has not. The kitchen has been torn to bits. That's why everything got out of here, because you didn't want dust and crap all over.
There's always a goddamn excuse.
No. You said you'd give me 2 seconds. Plus, do you know how many times I've asked you and Boof has asked you, and you won't even give me the time of day? I'm like, bam, what about this? This looks pretty important. I don't give a shit. I said, man, what about this? This looks pretty important, too. I don't give a shit.
Sam, in your mother's defense, someone does have to clean up in the house, and people, there is, yep. You know, things do need to be moved in order for there to be construction. Otherwise, your shit is going to get ripped.
Dude, I want to be like John Teague's parents. I want labels on everything. Every fucking drawer. I want to say, wire
dude.
Drawer, Dorito drawer,
go ahead.
Drawer, knife drawer.
I have, guess what I even
John
got for you?
Snicker
guess
drawers.
What I even got for you?
Pen drawer. I want a John Teague fucking... I want my whole house to be John Teagued up.
Guess what I even got for you? I got you a labeler. I bought you a labeler. A little staple
labeler.
I know. And you have a whole other wall of drawers coming in.
And then you have the gall to put Phil on the fucking phone after I'm arguing with you. And Phil
I didn't put him on the phone.
Phil just grabs the phone. He's like... I just hung up on his fucking ass. What's the point of fucking talking to somebody who's
Excuse
not even going to listen to what I have to say?
I was outside on the phone. He picked it up in the office. We have more than one phone in the house.
What did Phil say? Was he mad at you?
I don't
yeah.
know. He flipped
yeah, because
out.
I was yelling at her. I'm like, what the fuck is the point of having 12 boxes filled with bullshit of any kind, Joe? It could be skateboard wheels. It could be bearings.
It could be wires.
It could be iPod plugs. It could be anything. It's all mixed into one box.
Joe.
And then there's another one on top of it. And then another one on top of it. And then another one.
Listen.
I went through all
but
the boxes.
But you well, can't right. yell at your mother. And not because...
And then Phil
not because I'm telling
phone,
you what to do.
Not knowing what the hell we're talking about. He's just like... Bah, 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 bah. I just hung up on him instantly.
But when you yell,
like,
of course...
And then she goes... She calls up Missy. She's like, tell Bam he's a fucking pussy. He's a pussy for giving his side
Who
of the
said
speech...
That?
Yeah,
Abe said that.
Yeah, thanks for telling everybody.
You said pussy?
No,
Did you say pussy?
No. Wait.
Did you say that?
Yeah, I said it, and I'll tell
what
you why.
What did she say, Missy?
April called me to tell you that you're a
because
pussy.
Because you are.
I'm a what?
You're a pussy because you didn't even pick up your damn phone. No.
Wait.
No.
Fuck.
I do 50,000 things a week for him, and I try to call him and ask him a couple different things. Does he ever pick up? No. But you know what? He calls me to bitch me out at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning.
For helping him.
Wasn't even
right?
drunk yet.
For helping him.
No. All he ever does is bitch me out, and that's all I ever get a phone call about. I never get a, hey, thanks so much for painting this. Thanks so much for doing this. Thanks so much for... cleaning up the crap. We've gotten shovels in here and
thanks
dumped
so much
into
for
stuff.
Bringing over fucking meatballs so Shit Goose can get fatter.
Yes, I can't wait. I'm hungry.
KFG.
This is good shit.
KFG. Chuck E. G's.
Well, you know what? I'm telling you
cheese
what.
Steak.
I try to do nice things for you, and all you do is yell and scream.
Have
and,
you ever thanked your mother? Have you
no,
thanked her lately?
He never
no,
has.
I don't want any help.
He never has.
Oh.
He's a brat.
Well, listen, I can see where you might not think to thank her or anything.
I can't believe it.
But, dude, when you yell at your mom, your dad is very defensive about your mother. I've seen your dad.
Yeah,
I've seen your dad turn to violence twice. One is when we made Haggard, and Hannah yelled at April, and Phil came down ready to kick his ass.
Why did Phil want to beat Hannah's ass?
Because he said
Hannah
something.
Just goes.
I don't know. He said something to me.
What did he say,
then,
Jesse?
And then he went.
Hannah walked in the garage, and Ape was giving him shit about something, and he was just like, yeah, 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 and then shut the door, like not in her face. But
no, he said, shut up, is what he said.
Oh, really?
And you shut off. Remember.
Phil came Phil's down. Like, Hannah, I will kill you. Like,
how about,
man,
Jesse, how about what Phil did to Chad when Chad was like, yeah, you know, dude, I know there's all these, like, you know, all these intellectual rights, you know, disputes over the name CKY, but I do know some people who can come down there and make your life a living fucking... And then Phil jacks up Chad against the wall and goes, listen to me, you motherfucker. He jacked Chad up against the wall and goes, listen to me, you motherfucker. If you ever fucking threaten me or my family again, I'll take this fucking knife here and I'll cut you, motherfucker. I'll cut you real
good.
He said, I'll cut you, motherfucker.
I wasn't there for that.
He said, I'll cut you, motherfucker. I'll cut you real bad.
No,
we love Chad, but we've all been mad at each other.
I missed that.
Well, dude, when we were filming that DVD, that was like the most stressful time of my life.
I don't remember.
Like,
that
me and
at
Joe
all.
Were just wired drinking coffee editing, and it was just like we had like a completely unrealistic deadline. It was just so retarded.
Yeah,
and it was the most stress that I've ever dealt with.
Well, and that was the CKY IDR DVD on sale.
Phil's
now.
Awesome.
Yeah, in stores now.
Wait. But you know what though, Phil? Like, I know that if somebody seriously went too far, I know Phil would defend me.
Fuck yeah.
That's the only time I ever see him get pissed.
Phil hops on the fucking phone. He doesn't even know what we're talking about. He's like, you want to fucking yell at
me?
I just hung the fucking phone up, and then I had 8 missed calls from you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm going to answer that. Phil's going to be completely unreasonable.
Should we get Phil on the phone?
Shut up. Seriously, this is my radio show. Shut up.
You wouldn't be here if it wasn't for me.
One at a time. Bam, go ahead.
All right, listen. Phil, in an argument, he doesn't deal with the problem. He'll say what you did wrong 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know.
And blame you on that, and it has nothing to do with what we're talking about now.
Yeah, he does talk about something else.
If you're like, Phil, why the fuck did you paint this white when I told you to paint it gray? Well, what about you when you went back to the baseball field two weeks ago when you did this? It's just like, I'm not talking about the baseball field. I'm talking about right the fuck now. Why did you do this? He's like, well, what about you at the baseball field?
No, if he stubs his toe, he'll be yelling about something.
He'll talk about a whole different subject, and you don't get anywhere.
It's really funny because Phil is like mellow as hell, but if you fuck with Ape, he will kill you.
No, you know what? You'll never win because you can argue for a week and you'll still lose.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he'll never admit that he's wrong.
Hey, when was the last time you banged out Phil?
Shut up.
I don't want to hear about that.
No, Jeez. Nobody does.
The radio wants to know.
I have people
on RyanG.com trying to find
care.
The fuck out.
I think
I just had somebody ask.
That's photography. Don't care.
I think in order to resolve this situation, this family matter, I think we really need to get Phil on the phone
to talk this
out. I really do.
Oh, my gosh.
Can we please call Phil? And I won't ask him about the great Chester Rumble of 84.
The Chester Rumble.
No. It's a legendary battle.
We'll talk to Phil at another time.
All right. Well,
I have Viking skull here.
First of all, why would you yell at me in front of Viking skull anyway?
Because
and the other thing is, wait, one other thing I want to say before I get out of here. When you do call me, this is all you say. Click.
Because I'll tell you why. Because
I love you.
No. What the fuck?
Oh, you don't?
No, listen, shush. What the fuck is the point of having anything if their inbox is stacked up to the hilt one by one?
So you haven't unloaded them yet.
But why have a pair of scissors on the 12th box that is at the bottom? I'd be better off going to the fucking CVS to buy a new pair.
Okay.
It would be quicker.
Before it went in the box, where was it?
Who the fuck knows?
See, it's perfect.
That's why I want a John Teague drawer. I want a drawer that says scissors.
I want
a drawer that says wires.
Why do you think we've been working so hard all this time so you know where your freaking scissors are, so this place isn't the clutter...
I don't.
...cluster F that it is.
Cluster what?
I'm not
serious. You could say it.
No, I'm not saying
cluster
it.
Cluster what?
No, I've already
cluster
degraded.
What?
I've already degraded.
Cluster what?
Fuck.
Vikings go here. Cluster what?
I'm at it.
Said fuck.
Oh.
Now you degraded me to the
portrait of a family in transition.
I know. It's like so disgusting. I've like sunk to a
I
new low.
You more.
Mom.
No, you do not.
Viking Skull's addicted to whiskey.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. No, half, their songs, half their songs are about whiskey.
Well, not my problem.
All their other songs are about volume and how high of the amplifier they can make it at full. And
they're so awesome. So, Bam, what was it that that made you want to sign Viking Skull to your label? Like, I mean, how? I mean, you heard them and you were just like.
We got massive cocks.
not only that, I mean, they sing about whiskey and rock and roll and skulls and stuff nonstop. I mean, and then they fly into Philadelphia from England to record with Jesse here. So we got to do a music video, and we've been trying to call every VFW in the fucking city. And
I just played bingo one today, dude. It was fucking fantastic.
Did you win?
Fuck no, I didn't win shit.
Bingo.
I can't even picture you
Mike
playing
Payne.
Bingo.
I couldn't either.
Bingo.
Did you win?
My grandmother, my mother.
You did win?
No, I didn't win shit.
Oh.
Bucky Lasik's mom has bingo debts. Most people have like drug debt,
dude, those
debts
people
and
are
like
ruthless,
bar
man.
Tab debts.
Bingo
she has
debts.
Bingo
but
debts.
But that's good because it's all for a good cause.
Yeah, right.
Having
man.
A bingo debt's pretty bad though.
Yeah.
Is there only like 80-year-olds at the bingo hall?
No, nah, there were some 92-year-olds. I got the pleasure of sitting next to the
Franz,
only like 40-year-old
Viking skull
besides,
video
yeah,
happen.
I was the youngest.
Yeah, we can definitely make the Viking skull video happen. Great. What I want to know is this.
We only had 2 days motherfucking notice.
Well, and we still don't have a location. But what I want to know is this. Does Bucky Lasik's mom spend more money on bingo? Or does G spend more money at McDonald's?
Oh, G spends way more money at McDonald's. It's Wendy's thing.
Whatever. The art of bingo is amazing.
Yeah, no, I really think the Viking Skull video is going to be awesome. We have a great concept which we shan't talk about now. But
shan't.
But this is the first
Wednesday?
Time I just met the band for the first time a couple days ago. And
what'd you say?
I mean, a couple minutes ago. And
standing here right in front of your fucking face.
The one guy's bigger than I thought. What is it? You're huge,
dude. Wally's
like an enormous Ryan Dunn.
He's tall. He's tall.
Now, he's like two Ryan Dunns.
Play?
He plays bass.
Well, my mom fed me on metal.
Good man.
Can you play on bass drunk on whiskey?
Oh shit! Yesterday, fucking. Is good.
Crown Royal.
Yesterday is good.
Can you
still
play,
drunk?
Can you play bass not on whiskey?
He never tried.
Yeah, but shit.
But shit.
Is me in a dry county because I can't see no whiskey.
Can you play in a dry county?
For anybody that doesn't know what they look like, he looks like Greg Allman.
He looks like...
Yeah, that's good. Zach Wild.
Zach Wild, too, yeah.
Yeah. You can see it on...
Dude, Barry Gibb. BamRoyal.com.
I gave him
Jeff,
a bottle of
Crown
Royal.
Did you give him Crown Royal back in England, and then they wound up with a flat tire because they hit a curve all
good. Did you ever see those big, huge Crown Royal bottles that you get at the duty-free shop at the airport?
Like, yeah, the big like, plastic inflatable
yeah,
shit,
it's
man.
It's like fucking a gallon of whiskey. Well, I drank maybe... 1/10 of that, and they drank the rest. And then the next day at the show, Wally comes up to me. He's like, "What the fuck was that?" I was like, "Oh, it's Crown Royal. It's Canadian whiskey. It's good shit." He's like, "Dude, we've crashed our van into the fucking curb, and then we couldn't remember how to change the tire. People were laughing at us."
These two mums and their kids at the bus stop, and they're looking at us and they're laughing. The kids are going, "Mom, he smells." And like, lying under the van, like with a screwdriver trying to turn the fucking wheel. Like,
Wait, you're trying to change the tire and you're under the van.
Yeah. We've just been up
Dude,
for like
if I,
four
if I was
hours
drunk
fighting.
As hell, I haven't changed the tire in maybe 10 years, but I bet you I could figure it out. It's just like 5 bolts with a little... thing there in
you
the
know,
trunk,
the
right?
The hardest thing is getting the tire from, like, under the truck or wherever.
Yeah, what if you
well,
jack
You got to jack it up, though, right?
Yeah, you got to jack it up. Most of the times you get a flat
no,
tire,
pick
you're
it
in
up.
A ditch.
You remember the flat tire we had with a limo driver, and it broke down over a bridge, and he was too scared to get out because he was afraid of heights?
Yeah, and, that,
oh my God.
And I was late, and that fuck-ass... He took us all the way back, and I had to tip his fucking ass.
The only reason that we even got any help is because you were laying down in front of the car, resting on a highway, and they thought you got hit by the car, so the police stopped.
I remember that. Hey, Ape.
What?
Do you want to hear Crank the Volume till the speakers explode?
Yeah, if you tell me that you appreciate what I do, and Boof does.
I don't appreciate shit.
You better.
This is Viking Skull. Crank the volume till the speakers explode. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Oh!
We found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Ape left because she was mad at me.
What's that porno you showed him, man?
Well, Joe Franz gave me a porno from Germany of like these girls with like two fists and another girl's pussy. And there's like two dildos in one, and then there's a massive one in another one. And then one girl licking another girl
my
with her whole fucking fist. Yo, Hane, look at that, dude. I kind of like fucking.
That's the way I was born. Two fists in, breech birth, hit the pavement running.
Dude, baby Hane must have been born with 10 pounds. Don't you think so, Seth?
You know, I got that.
How do you beat off to such a thing?
I got that point.
How do you beat off? You should have saw me last night. I'm not kidding.
I'd have a belt around my neck for that one.
Found it on the floor.
Oh, you found my phone?
Mm-hmm.
Franz said to get some. I hate saying it, but dudes too. And are they dressing conservative, weddingish, or rockish?
Oh, that's from Oz.
That's Oz.
That's
yeah.
Oz about the
video. Oh, shit. I have so many fucking missed calls.
Who's that from Oz?
Boy,
hold
that's
on.
Interesting.
How many girls? Yeah. How many guys? Come on, sweet crotch. Coming already?
I already told Oz. Oz is like the laziest dude. Like, he does a good job when you make
him. What are you talking about? He's the greatest worker I've ever seen.
Yeah, but you got to... No.
Fuck no.
Yeah. You got to light a fire under
Ryan
his
Ryan Oldie might be better than him.
Oh, boy. Hey, Bam, should we talk about Kutztown?
Kutztown? Yeah, we will in a minute.
Yeah.
But Kutztown is near St. Peter's Village, where Hayne
used to... It's nowhere near St. Peter's.
Yeah, you used to ride your mountain bike on them rocks, dude.
What, from there to Kutztown?
Lendon tried to jump from rock to rock,
no,
fell the fuck in mid-November so hardcore, all the way up to his neck. It was the funniest goddamn thing I've ever seen. It made my day. So bad. He was freezing.
Dude, you're not supposed to walk over those things. You need at least a bicycle.
Oh, we were pressing our luck big time.
He ate shit so bad in front of these two totally hot chicks. And he just fell in up to his neck and goes, made
Bam.
The fucking stupidest noise.
Bam, do you remember when we were kids and we were skating and there was like these hot girls like from school and our friend Jeff skated by and he was like trying to skate by all fast and do some ollies and like impress them, but he just hit a rock. Like, and you know, if you ever hit a rock on a skateboard because the wheels are so small, it just goes, and then you just go flying. So he just hit a rock. It was like, and then he like ate so much shit. And these girls were just like, like laughing at. Oh, dude, it was the best.
Dude, the learning curve.
I remember when I kicked open the door in the bathroom when I used to live across the street from the sewer plant when I was like 8, and Jess was taking a shit at the age of 9, and
at the age of
and
9.
I fucking kicked him off the shitter with his ass hanging out, and I fucking kneed his ass in my brand new khakis, and I had a big shit stain on my neck.
Why would you even have indoor plumbing if you lived across the street from the shit house?
That's what I was saying.
What the fuck?
Just
get
a
shit in your hand and throw it over the fence.
Get a slingshot and slam
on water.
It
would have been quicker to just shit in a slingshot.
Dude, did your parents ever put a brick in the toilet to like conserve water?
You should actually pay less. Ew, that's a sick idea.
I know.
You should actually pay less because the shit has less of distance to go to get to the fucking house.
That's
true.
But what I want to know is this. Gee, how many of those fucking smokes do you goddamn smoke a day? Every time I look at you, you're smoking.
I only smoke when I drink.
Which is every...
Is that... Where's his girlfriend? Is that true?
Yeah,
because she'll fucking tell her.
Yeah, she's got AIDS.
Are you bummed you can't smoke in the
chick sitting there earlier.
Look at him smoking. Dude, remember when you used to smoke to lose weight? And then he gained the weight back, and now he still smokes. So he's like twice as unhealthy.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Franz. I took G to Goose Creek Grill. I ordered this pizza. Oh, dude. I was busting in front of this hot waitress. And,
Goose liver pizza.
Oh, dude, there's one ass slice left. He wanted so bad, I could see him. I was like, hey, waitress, watch how bad he says that he's full, but he's going to start nibbling on that lip. So bad. Dude, he kept creeping on it with his eyes all creeping to the right side. And then he went to go, like, reach for it, and then he thought about my comment. He's like, no, I can't do it. He was, like, hoping that she would take, like, a bathroom break or something, but she just sat there and kept chit-chatting, dude. He's like, I want a bite of that pizza so
That's
bad.
That's what you call an internal dilemma. Dude, the funny
he left that pizza. Dude, he was heartbroken when he left.
I was thinking
about how there's a slice left.
I was.
Left a brand-new slice at Goose Creek.
No, dude, the funniest G story was when we were in Prague.
You got it out for me tonight, don't you?
The funniest G story is when we were in Prague and we were filming the him video. He was like, oh yeah, like, you know, I'll get. He got some dish and it was full of, there was so much fucking food in there, it could have fed like a fucking dozen people. And he's like, oh dude, I didn't think it would be this much. I don't want to waste all that money though. So he ate the whole thing and the next day, he gets the same dish and pulls the same excuse. He goes, oh, I didn't think it would be this much money. He's like, dude, you just ordered it last night. We gotta change it.
I've been to a restaurant with G, and they'd bring an 18-inch pizza and set it down right in front of his fucking face. He'd be like, holy shit, I didn't think it would be that big. 5 minutes later, all gone. All gone.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with serious eating.
He orders the 18-inch pizza and says, I didn't think it would be that big. It's 18 inches. It's not like it is.
See, Hane will eat an 18-inch pizza, but then he'll go lift a refrigerator and bring it all the way to the Hobbit Hole. G will just fucking play video games, you know? That's the difference.
Yeah, and another thing, you eat the pizza, and then it's up on the fucking, on the parking lot fucking before
we leave.
It's
not in the parking lot, it's in the toilet, and then I flush it because I barfed it up.
No, dude. You had like a pile of cheese.
And I can't barf pizza, I can only barf pasta and soup.
And remember when Don Vito was losing weight, he would chew. Dude, disgusting. We'd be at a nice-ass restaurant, Antonio's, and he'd sit there, he'd chew the food up to get...
Oh, you gotta get the juice, you gotta get the flavor.
So he'd chew the food up and spit it out into a fucking napkin, which is placed right by his plate. And the waitress come around, oh, would you like any more drinks? Would you? She sees this fucking pile of chewed up food. She has no idea what it is, how it got there, or what it's doing in the middle of the fucking table, which looks like chewed up food, and it is. Oh my god, dude. I can't believe he humiliated us on so many meals, and we have to apologize to these fucking waitresses, who are just horrified.
Franz, you're not too skinny yourself, buddy, man.
Skinny's a state of mind.
Hey, I never buddy said I man. Was. Jeff, when are you recording these drum tracks on the Viking Skull?
Starts tomorrow.
Are you excited?
Dude, it's so funny, that story, because it's like, we just did a tour with a CKY Viking Skull tour in Scandinavia and, like, parts of Europe and shit.
Oh,
and,
awesome.
I just get home, and, like, I'm on the internet, and I just read Viking Skull split up, and I was like, what the fuck? So I call up Roddy, and I'm just like, is that true? Are you guys broken up? He's like, yeah, you know, the drummer and the guitar player left to concentrate on Raging Speedhorn. He's like, yeah, so I don't know, I'm just going to put a new band together and shit. I was just like... Fuck that, dude. Let's just do Viking Skull and I'll play drums.
Fuck yeah. When I hear the metronome going with the ding,
he loves it.
It's a Pink Floyd click track.
I know you're going to take that shit out, but I almost wish you didn't because it's so original to keep the metronome ding. In there.
It's like the gayest click track ever.
No one's ever kept it in. It's so good.
It's just so funny because...
Dude, leave the fucking ding in.
Was that where you were playing in the car the other day? Yeah, that, I like
There's
that.
There's no drum track, though.
Well, if she likes
it... Well, that's where I come in, Bam.
Yeah. Well, dude, I was talking to him about, like, their new record because Roddy said he wrote a bunch of new shit, and I was like, yeah, man, that sounds cool as shit. And, you know, I was kind of like, yeah, I should play drums on it, but I'm already, like... Like, I bit off way more than I can chew. I got this shit, Partners in Crime,
sounds
with the
like
dude
you.
From the Moist Boys. I got that Neil Fallon, Jim Rota thing right after that. And then I was like, dude, I don't have time to do this shit. And then as soon as he sent me the songs, like Black and Sunrise and all these gnarly-ass songs, I was just like, dude, this is fucking amazing. Like, I just had to play. Like, I had to make time, you know? Like, it's just... And it's just fucked, and my mind's a mess right now because I have 3 records in my head, but, you know, it's just fucking, it's totally worth it.
Well, it's like the Lost Sabbath album, that riff.
It seriously is. Dude, I hate to say it, but there's riffs on the new things that, like, Tony Iommi would, like, come over.
Yo, Franz, just calls up Roddy. You know? He's like, yo, Roddy Scott, I need, like, your real name so I can...
Roddy Stone.
I know somebody else saying that.
Yeah.
So he's like, Roddy Stone, I need your real name because I need to fly you out to America. He's like, alright, R-O-D-Y-S-T-O-N-A.
I'm like, that's really? Your real name? He's like, yeah. like, Roddy Stone just sounds so rock and roll that it's just like, he had to make that up.
I changed my actual name to Bam legally.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
That's what you were saying to the cop the other day. I was like, what the?
Yeah. I filled out papers and everything.
Bye-bye, Brandon.
Well, my real name is Brandon C. Margera, but...
What does the C stand for?
Cole. That's my mom's maiden name.
As in Cole. Shitbirds. Matt Cole.
No!
Matt Cole, yeah. But, like... I would just rather have credit cards and a license that says, like, BAM on it. Like,
even when your name was legal for Brandon, you just sign BAM.
I know.
Yeah. They'd probably be like, what the hell? Like...
It's just easier. It's three letters. Like, dude, if somebody asked me to like sign my real name, I don't even know how to do it. I haven't done it since like seventh fucking grade.
Bam,
and I didn't want to do
it. Bam flows easier with it. You like
sign a bit of paper, it goes somewhere, and where the fuck does it go?
Yeah.
Who cares?
So wait, when you sign like your checks and you're like all like you know important.
He's been doing that for years.
Oh, shit.
Dude, if you were Donald Trump and your autograph was a quick little small tiny dick, that's your autograph. Dude.
Small tiny dick.
You could do that. You don't have to write Donald Trump.
A light switch like Gigi Allen.
You could just draw a circle if you want.
So he can patent a circle like just.
Well, he can't patent it. If that's his signature, that's his signature.
Yeah, legally. An X can stand for your signature because a handwriting analyst can determine exactly who it was that did the
X. How about Prince? How the fuck did he sign his name when he was...
Yeah, the artist formerly, that like, fucking symbol.
That was illegal.
Yeah.
Does he sign the symbol? Like,
yo, dude, fucking
symbol's
playing tonight. You want to go see it?
Fucking penis on it, man. No work.
You know why he did that, though? It's because of
the record label.
Yeah. It wasn't his fault. I thought he was, like, over his head and, like, what do you call it, legend in your own mind?
Right.
Yeah.
I thought the Prince was, like, a legend. I'm so big, I don't even have to have a name. I'll just be a fucking symbol. I'm like, what a fucking homo.
That's what I thought, too.
And then I was just like, all right, well, it's fucking record label.
The labels, they're like, we own the name
Prince.
He
had to do that.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You know?
The same thing happened with Bad Brains, you know, that hardcore.
Soul Brains.
Yeah. Madonna.
How not cool is Soul Brains?
They signed to Madonna's label, Maverick, and she was like, I own the name Bad Brains, being a bitch about it, and then they had to change the name.
Tell her to widen the gap in her fucking tooth.
Tell her to make HR
so she could fit Novak's tiny ding ding in it.
Oh!
Prince is playing like weekly now in Vegas.
Oh, who gives a shit? Let's hear fucking Apocalyptica from Finland. This is Radio Bam Shoes 28 Faction with Viking Skull from England. Now fuck this shit. Let's hear from Rock.
Spy Kids. Holy Lord, strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam. On Sirius 28.
Are we on?
Sound like Donkey Kong, yeah?
What happened to the intro?
We got digital delay.
Echo! Are we on?
You should be.
Oh my god. I wonder if they're hearing this. Yeah, this is odd.
Now batting for the Yankees.
And the it's owner the of the Ford Mustang.
Next up is Barry Bonds.
Are they hearing this delay that we hear?
I'm trying to find that out.
It's freaking me out.
From
man.
The Pittsburgh Pirates is Barry Bonds.
Wait, this is embarrassing if they can't hear the delay and we're playing it up.
I hope everybody's hearing the delay.
Hey. Hi, everybody. Buddy.
Dude, I just, like, took some mushrooms.
Check.
Casey, what's going on here?
There's no delay in the studio.
No delay. Here.
Oh, great.
What?
Okay, there we go. We just got there. Yeah.
Hello?
Casey's leaving early, so he's trying to teach G how to do the fucking soundboard, which is sad because the last 3 weeks
so
G has kicked out the
did they get to hear
fucking
our delay or no?
They didn't hear it. You know what?
No. Are we on now?
Satan here.
He's back again.
This is weird because
I like it.
Casey, this is going to be a disaster.
I know. Are we on or what?
No, we're on. We're on. But when I bring Sirius up, you get this weird.
I don't care if we can't hear it. I just am interested in what the audience is hearing. So can they hear us now?
This is what they're hearing.
Okay.
So they didn't hear my cool echo?
No.
No, they can't hear the echo.
They can't hear the echo.
All right, turn the echo down. Okay.
We can hear it.
Okay. Okay, sorry, everybody. But listen, Bam, I gotta bring up a couple points of business. The first is the Veins of Jenna album. Bloom. Bam, where can they get the Veins of Jenna album on the Filthy Note label?
.com.
FilthyNote.com. Go there. Get the
Hot Topic.
Get the Veins of Jenna video. Also, as a bonus on the CD, you get their music video that we made, which is called
No One's Gonna Do It For You.
No One's Gonna Do It For You. And there's also a making of starring Bam, which is definitely fucking worth your money. And
the Filthy Note t-shirts are the best.
Oh, they're out in Hot Topic right now, I think. So you can get Filthy Note t-shirts and you can get the new Veins of Jenna. So go get that
shit.
Yeah,
we sound like fags promoting our own shit. But
yeah, it's really good.
There's something else I want to promote that has nothing to do with anything. It's me, Deco, and Rake made a show. It's going to be the featured show on Video Game Week on M2. It's called Blastazoid. They're going to show it a bunch of times this week. It premieres tonight at 9, so check it out.
Is that big thing that you did?
Yeah, we did
tonight.
Yeah, and we did a life-size Donkey Kong, a five-story Donkey Kong.
I've heard about that.
We dressed Rake as Mario and sent him up to the top and beat the shit out of him the whole fucking episode. It's going to be the best video game show in the history of video games.
So you get laid that day?
I haven't got laid off the show yet, so give me a break.
When was the last time you got laid, Frog?
A couple nights ago, but prior to that, I haven't been laid in almost 6 weeks.
Dude, Jess, when was the last time you got laid?
A week ago.
Ew, dude.
Yeah.
You ask and then you're mad at him for telling you.
Dude, when you hump your wife, your dick is like 5 inches away from your new kid.
Yeah.
If
my chick's pregnant, dude,
it's definitely weird, but you know.
And if it's a son, that means you're getting gay.
You're banging. Well, you're banging.
The name is Scarlett, so hopefully it's a daughter.
It is. I got a picture of her right here.
Oh.
It's an ultrasound.
You know what? Jess is one of those guys who shows his kid off to
No. I can deal with pictures
ultrasound
of the kids.
Pictures.
It's when they show you the ultrasound picture.
You can't even see her. She's in black and white. You can't see nothing except the shape.
Look, you can see her brain.
No, these are 3D.
No, you can see the head.
It's kind of worn away because
if you go to RyanGphotography.com, it'll be posted in 2.2 seconds.
So, yeah, this is the most unvisual thing in the world. He's showing us ultrasound kid pictures.
That's well close stuff.
Yeah, right?
Looks like she's going to wind up being a lesbian.
Shut up.
Not wrong with that.
Don't you ever say that.
That's just what I think. I don't know.
Oh. Hey, you know, met her before she's even born. You
hey, mark
idiot.
Mark
she's
me wrong,
the sweetest
dude.
Child.
Looks
in
like
the
a
world.
Leslie to me.
I got,
how do you know?
I got one more
Swedish.
I got one more piece of business to cover.
Oh,
www.aprilcooks.com. Well, looks like April's cookbook is finally out.
Yes.
Yeah, dude, and, that
get it
awesome.
At November 17th at Fairman's, right?
Yeah, I'll be at Fairman's on the 17th.
Yeah. And where else?
Is that Saturday?
She's
Saturday.
Going on book signing tours. How about this?
That's awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's
who
awesome.
Who the fuck wants to meet your ass?
Be quiet. Somebody cares.
Your dad
cares. April, what inspired you to write this cookbook?
Not Bam.
Because I know that for years...
Did you say Chad?
I know
you say Chad.
Yeah, Chad.
Do you know what, Chad? Chad, yeah. Chad always said I should do a cookbook for
we
years.
We always
yeah.
say
years.
That.
And you know what? I wrote that right in the book. I was like, Chad told me I should do this.
The first time I worked with Bam, I was like 8 in the morning. I show up. We're gonna film 96 Quite Bitter Beings for CKY. We'd never worked together before. And there's Betty Crocker at the house. April has cookies coming out at like 8 in the morning. She's like, oh, yeah, here's a cookie. Eat the cookies. There's cakes coming out. There's pies coming out. All kinds of. It was the fucking best ever. At that point.
I must say the book has some good illustrations in it. If you ever wanted like random ass photos of me when I was like fucking 6, then buy Ape's cookbook because they're in it. And you never even asked for my permission.
Yes, I did. I asked
bullshit,
you.
I
well, you must have waved
there's
me off
two
again.
Photos that I said that I hated. And you were
which
like, all right, I'll take them out. And you put them in there. Anyway,
which
I saw
ones?
Them yesterday.
Which ones?
Bullshit.
Which ones?
Bullshit.
The bullshit photos.
No, I ask you about every one of them. Which ones?
There's that photo with me holding the alligator. It's like, that,
oh my
that scared
God.
The shit
I
out
know.
Of me.
April. And it's so funny how we invite over our rock band friends. Like, she'll be like, the Viking skull pumpkin pie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The cradle of filth lemon meringue.
Let me just say, I had some of your pumpkin bread today. That was mighty fine. That was
yeah.
nice.
Thank
yeah.
you very much.
Now that Viking skull
hey.
Said that, now it's going to be... Now it's going to be pumpkin Viking skull bread. And April. And it'll be in the fucking cookbook.
No, I'm
and
so glad.
Thank
you. Thank
and,
you.
And the title, April, the title of the book is...
There's an alligator in my kitchen.
And why did you call it? Why did you call it? There's an alligator in my kitchen.
Because there was
shit.
One.
Because there was one when we made.
Yeah, and
hair.
I had to hold the shit no. for a picture, and I was afraid it was going to come around and bite my arm off like Def Leppard.
No,
like
we,
right, man.
No, you know what? I was really trying. We were coming up with like so
Sheffield
much ideas.
Represent.
We were trying to come up with these ideas,
Corby.
And I'm like, the best one is like there was an alligator in my kitchen.
Didn't you go and meet Def Leppard?
I did.
Did Joe Elliott try to hump you?
No.
Was Phil jealous
no,
when you met your
go.
Sexy rock
go.
Star hero?
Did Joe Elliott try to hump you?
No, they were very
yeah,
nice.
He didn't go. Phil didn't go because he's probably
dude,
jealous.
All Def
like
Leppard does is invite backstage broads to go home.
Yeah,
I know.
Probably 20 years ago.
I used to do like mom and daughter teams, too. Like,
let me let the bomb in.
Guess what? I got
to
get this. This is the VFW.
Yeah. Okay. Answer it on live. Live.com.
No.
Answer the phone.
No.
Bam. Bam, I can't believe
it. Come here, bitch.
I can't believe Phil let her meet her sexy rock star heroes.
I know.
I would never let my girlfriend meet, like, because she definitely have sex with her behind my back.
Jess, Jess, remember when Phil used to get jealous when we were, like, 11, teen? And
yeah.
then, Ape would be, like, cleaning the kitchen, and she'd be playing Def Leppard.
Rolling Stones, dude.
I'm in love, I'm in yeah. love.
No, dude, Phil would be like, who are you in love with? Phil got so mad at, like, the Rolling Stones. He'd be like, why do you like that fucking... fag band like with Mick Jagger. That dude's a faggot. He banged David Bowie.
Holy shit, yo, let's think about this. Alright, G is controlling the fucking board right now because Casey has to leave. Let's play a song right now
yeah,
and see if Casey, before you go, let's just see if G knows how to do this or he fucks it off. Mm. If we go off air, it's all because of Shit Goose here. So, alright, this is Guar and this is their new album. Yeah. Let's see if G fucks it up. Please, G, don't fuck it up. Radio Bam.
Your womb is a sewer. Your womb is manure.
rather the number of lies. Facing the frown that enfolded your thighs. Your womb, you're breathing.
Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo-woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. Wow.
Sorry, Bam. I want to take a moment to talk about Sirius Radio for a second. When we first started the show, they had...
Where's the intros and the outros?
No, that's the thing. They're cutting corners now. It's like, when we first started Sirius Radio, they used to have, like... We used to go to the big fucking high-rise in New York City, and it was this big deal, and there'd be rooms for us to hang out. People would be like, there'd be these hot-ass bitch secretaries everywhere, be like, oh, like, you guys want beer? Oh, we can, well, what kind of sandwiches do you want? Do you want this? You want that? Okay, no, there's a place right around the corner. We can get that, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, here's a beer. Now, here's a room that you can hang out in. Now, if we go, and we're early for the show, like, why are you guys here? Well, we're here to do the number one... radio show on your whole station, BAM Radio and Sirius Fact 20. You guys are half an hour early, so you're going to have to stand. And then we've got to fucking stand. Now, they've gotten so goddamn tight for some reason, I guess they gave all the money to Howard Stern, that their fucking, their radio guy, Casey, is on double duty. He's doing this show, the number one show, while he's booked for another show. So he had to fucking leave this show, go to North Philly to do his other show, and they put G in charge of the radio station. And it's so bad, I can hear April yelling
at
people. I know,
can you shut the
yeah.
down? April, what are you
I
yelling
I can actually
about?
Hear April
Yo,
yelling.
Shit, Goose, I yeah. can hear the squeakage on your fucking shit.
Well,
you're
speaking off
fucking
Sirius Radio has
I'm
gone to shit.
I'm deleting myself right now.
All right, that's way better. why wasn't there an intro to that shit?
I don't know.
Well, why don't you know?
Because I'm not
nearly out of beer.
Oh my! Know, gee, take a photo of yourself and put it on your website.
We already got a photo of it.
You're running the fucking boards right
now,
dude. If anything bad happens, don't blame me. I can already hear squeaking.
I have stock in Sirius Radio.
Gee, turn yourself down.
I'm selling it. I'm selling my fucking stock in Sirius Radio. What the fuck?
I'd sell it too. But I wouldn't jump over to XM. I'd put it to like Starbucks.
No, XM's even worse. Here's how bad XM is.
Oh, Starbucks. I mean, fucking XM is horrible.
No. Here's how bad they are. A while ago, me and Deco and Ryan Dunn, we made a fucking pilot for... Like, Sirius Radio was like, oh, we want you guys to make a pilot. We made a pilot. They were like, we can't air it right now. We gave all the money to Stern. I was like, we got to get the pilot to somebody. Ew. In desperation, I called XM Radio, and they were like... So I get on the air with their programming director, and I'm like, yeah, like, I represent, you know, Ryan Dunn and Ray Keon and Brandon DiCamello. They have a pilot for a new radio show. We were wondering who we could give it to listen to. Like,
now, let me get this straight. Y'all want to buy an XM radio?
I'm like, well, maybe I wasn't explaining this properly. We made a pilot, a bunch of guys in Jackass, the number one movie in America, made a pilot for a new radio show, and we wanted to have your programming directors listen to it.
Now, so let me get this straight. You own an XM radio, and y'all need a subscription?
That's XM Radio, so if you think Sirius is big...
You're Livewire. Livewire is Missy's sister. Come here. Do you have Lyme disease?
I think I'm getting Lyme disease.
Do you know that
Jess
has Lyme disease,
look
too?
At my
legs. I got bit last night,
She's
man.
Got the nicest
Holy
legs.
Holy shit.
I have one, two, three...
Ew.
What? Four legs.
They just look like
you have
spider bites.
Scabies.
But they're not bites.
Is it Lyme disease?
Scabies.
Oh.
You lost.
You have Lyme disease?
I Thanks, Simon.
Yo, take what Jess is taking.
I don't think I'm even going to be able to.
I don't think it works, man.
Are you going to New York tomorrow?
Yeah. No, we're leaving tonight.
You're leaving tonight?
Yeah.
Are you staying at the Rigor Royale?
Shit's got to work.
What's the Rigor Royale?
Ew.
I think that's where you're staying with Missy. Are you going to sleep in the same bed as her?
Probably, and my mom.
Are you going to les out with her?
Can we talk about it later?
I think I'm going to les out with her and my mom.
Hey. Oh, my God. That's a fucking incest threesome.
Rad to name the hotel, dude.
Oh, like people are going to drive to New York tonight. Sheesh.
I'm starting to get a tickle in the end.
Yeah.
I don't know. Missy's sister lost her virginity to the wrong guy. She shows up with fucking bumps all over her legs.
I know.
What the fuck?
I know.
If I can still
Livewire gets humped for the first time, and she has all these bumps all over her fucking legs. She thinks it's Lyme disease. Yeah, right.
Livewire, you're distracted.
It's from fucking rabies, scabies, and
hep C. I'm trying to control the board right now.
That's what happens when you have sex with Novak, babe.
Yeah.
Ew, I've never had sex with Novak.
A little defensive there.
Speaking of sex, Viking Skull humped one of the GWAR members.
Oh, let's hear all about it.
Not all three of us.
The female, of course.
Oh.
I don't know if I've humped her.
Do they even have a female in the band anymore?
She can't walk now.
No.
Because I didn't pay attention back in the days when they were huge.
He's seen them first time around.
Well, I don't know if I actually been there because I was so drunk, but what I do know is I was getting smacked in the face by her in the bathroom because I was so drunk one night.
You got your cock out.
Maybe she didn't want you to have sex with her.
No. And
maybe that's why she
just woke. I remember just waking up, just urinating everywhere, all over the bed and everything. And
right.
I made it to the. Well, obviously I didn't make it to the.
Do you remember any sexual activity?
No. But being in the bed with the same, with I guess something happened. Obviously, but I just.
Because you're so hot.
I just remembered I was urinating everywhere, and I went to the bathroom, and she was like trying. She was smacking me in the face to wake me up, and go, "No, wake up!"
You must have been a good fuck, because she wanted more. She trying to beat your ass to get you up again.
No, well, that's why.
So she was pissed off or pissed on?
Well, I think I pissed off like the man. Whole room. I was so drunk, I urinated everywhere in the hotel room. I made it to the bathroom, obviously too late, because the pissing stopped by the time I got there, but obviously I was sleepwalking or something, and I was just...
Sleep pissing.
Yeah, I got woke up, smacked in the
sleep
face.
Pissing.
But I'm not complaining, though. Getting smacked in the face by the chick from GWAR, can't complain.
It's kind of hot. Wait, why can we hear people talking in the back room? What the
Dude,
fuck
I'm telling
is
you,
wrong
we need
with
to
this?
Sound... Look, we already soundproofed it, and this still didn't work.
What is wrong with Sirius Radio?
You should tell...
It's not Sirius Radio. It's the goddamn motherfucking house,
You should tell everyone just to go outside for now.
Is the door open there? Why can we hear them talking?
The door is halfway cracked, yes. Where's Livewire?
Can hospitality get me another Yingling?
Livewire was raised in a barn.
Come here, Livewire. Why are you bringing over dogs with T-shirts and stuff? Come here.
Yeah, what is that?
What does it say? Here, you read it.
It says, best freaking dog in the whole wide world.
Get your face out of her tits, dude.
Yeah.
She has to sing into the mic, you idiot.
She sing for her tits in.
It says, best freaking dog in the whole wide world.
You have a gay dog. You really do have a gay dog. I heard your guy dog tried to hump another guy dog. That makes him a gay dog.
Look at his weenie.
Is his weenie hard?
Ew, don't.
Ew, dude. You have a little fucking homo dog.
Yeah, the dog's as big as a cat.
The littlest homo.
Hey, what's up with you going out to eat with Steve Justin when Chasey Wasey is out working? What's up with that? He was pissed about it. I had to hear all about it. What do you have to say? You can't be friends with an ex-boyfriend. It doesn't work like that.
Is that the dude who got the tattoo that he felt so sorry for himself?
Yeah, he's a straight-edge guy, and he gets tattoos. He has, like, 80 tattoos.
But what did the breakup tattoo say?
Look at this tattoo. Like, it's one thing if you have no tattoos and then you have a broken heart on your arm. Like, that's pretty meaningful. But he has, like, 90 tattoos, and then he has a broken heart along with the 90. It's just, like, worthless. I got this tattoo because you broke my heart. You can't be friends with an ex-boyfriend. It doesn't work like that. If I was Chasey Wasey, I would be out of here so bad. I'd be back in Doylestown.
In Doylestown?
Yeah, if I was your new boyfriend, I'd be like, what the fuck are you hanging out with that fairy for?
Seriously, why would you hang out
Steve
with an ex-boyfriend?
Steve Justin says that he doesn't want me to... He won't be my friend if I'm talking to Chase because I cheated on him with him.
So who cares if the faggot's your friend?
Well, what is Steve or Chase going to say when I have to French you on the new show? I have to French her and her mom. That's the deal. Ratings will go up.
At the same time?
Not at the same time. What if we go into the...
That's a fucking result.
The jewelry store together.
We're in Detroit?
No, Cartier.
Livewire. Are you at Cartier.
Do you want us to leave?
Are you half drunk?
What the fuck is going on?
Livewire, you
have some... I'm not drunk. I just drove over here.
So we could get the Trinity ring. Right. I'll do that.
It's a fucking love triangle with a gay dog.
What's wrong? Yeah.
The dog's
a fucking gay dog.
The dog's as big as a cat, and its dick is bigger than Novak's.
You're Livewire. Yo, that's a good idea. Me and you should film us going to Cartier to get the fucking Trinity ring behind Missy's back.
And then the Victoria's Secret thing, but I'm not doing that.
Oh, we're getting lingerie for Missy?
That's kegs, isn't it?
Do you know what her size is? Do you know what's her titty size?
Who, your mom?
What's Missy's titty size?
Like a 34B.
What's your titty size?
34B.
You have bigger titties?
34D.
Missy,
you say? Do you share bras and shit?
Ew.
Yeah, we share the same underwear.
Remember when I threw all your shit into the pool?
Man. You got any English in there?
Yeah, remember when you told me that you went through all my dirty underwear?
Ew. Yeah. No, I didn't do it like that. I just grabbed all your shit and threw it into the fucking pool so it would stain chlorine style.
I asked her brother.
No, well, dude, she took Missy's cell phone and she threw it into the goddamn pool or whatever, so I sledgehammered open her door and I took all of her clothes and threw it in the pool and they all stained white and she was like, "You fucking asshole, my good clothes." I'm like, "Yeah, it's what you get, bitch. You don't fuck with my girlfriend."
Right. Novak did it.
Oh, it was so too. Yeah, Missy wanted to cover it up so your mom would think that I was a nice kid.
I'll get you back.
Hey, Livewire.
You could get me back. I just wanted your mom to think that I was semi-nice at the time we started dating.
Livewire, are you half Jewish?
Half Jewish? Rothstein? Come on, it's full Jewish.
It's Rothstein.
You don't even know your fiance's last name. They both say Rothstein. Ooh, what do you have to say about yourself, Joe?
Sorry, sir.
Joe, just drop down and give me 20.
Yes,
and what do you eat?
Sir. I gotta give him 20 fucking push-ups on the radio.
Do it with the microphone on. What do you eat, Joe?
Pussy me.
Here we go. Let me hear it. Give me 20.
Pussy me one. Pussy me two. Pussy me three. Pussy me four. Pussy me five. Pussy me six. Pussy me seven.
He's fucking
me
doing
eight,
him as
pussy
well.
Pussy me five. Viva la bad.
16. 17. 18. Pussy me 19. Pussy me
20. Hey, sir!
They weren't heavy metal press-ups,
sir, man. You did not give me 20 pussy me push-ups? Sir, yes, I did. Sir! I didn't think that you did, soldier. Well, sir, if I was one short, it was on behalf of one, me being too old, and two, me losing all my energy on behalf of the pussy me, sir! So, sir, drop down and give me one pussy me! Sir, yes, sir! Pussy me! Sir, now sit down in your chair and shut the fuck up! Sir, thank you, sir!
All right, let's play a song.
This ain't right.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
Let's see if Shikus is able to play a song.
It ain't right. They're playing it from up there, so I don't have to touch it.
Oh, I told him what I wanted to hear.
They're playing it from up there. He points to the sky.
Yeah. New York is north on a map, but it doesn't mean it's straight up in Pennsylvania, dick fuck. I told him a song that I liked, and they had it. Fireball Ministry, yeah.
Oh!
Hey.
Radio Bam, Sears 28 Facts, and Shit Goose fucked it up.
Never knew we would get this far. Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday. Every 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam. Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.
Friday nights.